The next patient is Rogelio Paidu. The last name is P-I-D-U. P-I-D-U. The first name, Rogelio. R-O-G-E-L-I-O. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 4 that has deteriorated. This patient has a background of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and cardiorenal syndrome. The latest laboratory workup that was done on February the 8th of 2023 shows that the creatinine went up to 4.4 and the estimated GFR to 13. The potassium is 4.4, the CO2 is 21, the total protein is 6.5, the albumin is 3.9. I don't have an explanation for the deterioration of the kidney function. The protein creatinine ratio is 5.6 grams of proteinuria that definitely make an impact in the kidney function. The patient is completely asymptomatic, has had periods of hypotension, otherwise has remained in the same body weight. We are going to give him 6 weeks before we start talking about renal replacement therapy. Number two, the patient has anemia related to CKD. In the CBC, the hemoglobin is 10, the hematocrit is 29.3. The suggestion is to start taking iron supplementation, one tablet every day. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.5. In the iron, the saturation of iron is 18%, and for that reason, we are going to start the oral iron. The total iron is 58. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. Interestingly, in the lipid profile, there is evidence of a cholesterol of 243. The HDL is 49 and the LDL is 158. The patient was stopped the use of fenofibrate 48 milligrams that has been using for many years. We are going to put him back on that medication and continue with pravastatin 80 milligrams every day. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia, the uric acid is 8.8. Continue with the administration of ulorick. In general, this patient is deteriorating progressively, and the proteinuria is worse, and for that reason, we have to consider the possibility of renal replacement therapy in the during the next visit, I am very much inclined in this very compliant patient to do peritoneal dialysis. We'll reevaluate in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes.